It is appropriate that at this time of the year we remember and celebrate all those we have loved and lost. Samhain is the division of the year between the lighter half, the summer, and the darker half, the winter. The strength of the sun seems to decline, and we light bonfires, which was believed to be a help to the sun in its journey across the sky. Our ancestors believed that at Samhain, the division between this world and the other world was at its thinnest. And Christianity marks this time by focusing on those who have gone before us. There is nothing else in life that affects us so deeply as loss. Nothing approaches the influence that death has in our lives. We give our all in love for our friends, our children, our partners, our parents, all those we love deeply. And in life, we are faced with the reality that all of these cherished relationships we have in life will end. Losing those physical attachments may very well lead to a deep sadness and seemingly impossible burden. When we love someone deeply, they remain with us despite death. In life, we have created a bond, and that bond remains with us long after we have parted. Our opening words suggest that to be fully and fiercely human, we must accept having to be broken. We do not leave those who have died in a physical place, a graveyard or a funeral home. They remain with us in our hearts and in our minds. I don't remember every wise or loving or funny or even hurtful thing they said. I do remember how they made me feel. And I still experience them in blessed moments of sounds and smells, memories and grief. Their lives, though forever unseen, are unmistakably present in our lives. How do we live with a grief that overwhelms and tires us so completely that we struggle to lift our bodies to face the day? Because grief does not leave us. It does not reduce, but rather we let our lives and our world expand to allow our grief to more room to live and breathe in the loving presence of our friends and also those who have died. That invisible string or that sacred thread is never broken. I have three jars, each with a red heart on our table. The jar represents us, and the heart represents our grief. The jar contains your grief represented by the heart, and it is full, heavy with your loss. Grief does not lessen. Time is no healer. The heart remains the same size over months, over years, but we can grow around that grief we carry inside. You will feel its weight always as you carry it with you, but every day, gradually, we can grow around it, and so in some ways, it does start to feel lighter. It's not really lighter. It's just that you have grown stronger. And in some way, we've accepted that we have to carry this loss forever. HUG is a charity who supports people who are bereaved. They come here every year for their memorial service. And the three jars, small, medium, and large, is the image they use. Over the course of time, the heart remains the same size, but our jar grows. And grief occupies a smaller proportion of our lives and causing less pain. And new experiences and new moments of joy grow our jar, allowing grief and joy to exist simultaneously. But what of life after death? Generations before Christianity, the great Greek philosopher Socrates said it was one of two things: a deep, dreamless sleep, a rest like we have never experienced. Or, he said, it would be a great reunion with all those who went before us, including all of those we wished we had met and hung out with in this life. I'll take both. Jesus and St. Paul said that we will have life eternal. A place in heaven awaits the just, but the absolute end of life awaits the wicked. Buddhism teaches that energy that animates and gives us life passes on to another existence, but one day we will reach nirvana or enlightenment after fulfilling a life complete with goodness and love. Hindus also believe that humans are in a cycle of death and rebirth, but with the added idea of karma. In Islam, our souls are accompanied to one of many heavens or paradise. Judaism teaches that death is not the end of existence, and that there is a world to come for righteous souls. It is how you live on this earth which is considered to be much more important than a possible afterlife. And Lao Tzu suggests that those who leave us in death remain through eternal living. The impact of their lives, their energy, is never extinguished. The ancient people who built Newgrange believed in a connection between life, death, and rebirth, seeing death not as an end, but as a transition, possibly to another world. Of course, Newgrange was a multi-purpose site for both burial and ceremony, with the winter solstice sunrise aligning with the chamber, symbolically representing the cycle of rebirth and renewal, suggesting souls were transported to another realm by the sun's light. We opened our service this morning with words from Rumi. My wandering heart went around the world. It traveled far seeking the remedy. But in the end, that sweet and savory water of life simmered and flowed from the granite of my own heart. The sweet and savory water of life is a metaphor for wisdom, for peace and love, which you can only find by looking within yourself. Rumi believed that all wisdom and hope is within ourselves. Love is simply not possible without loss, without carving out a piece of your heart so that another can nest there. They may reside there forever or eventually depart, leaving behind naught but a scent and memories in the spaces that remain. And Rumi teaches us that within these spaces, in the shadow of the bittersweet dance between sorrow and love, lie the most profound and transformative human experiences. But in the midst of all of this wisdom offered by prophets of old, I turn to What I Know by Kenneth Collier. And he writes, I do not know where we go when we die, and I do not know what the soul is, or what death is, or why. What I know is that the song once sung cannot be unsung, and the life once lived cannot be unlived, and the love once loved cannot be unloved. We are more often broken at the passing of those we love, trying as we best we can to celebrate their beautiful legacy. But we can be ultimately left alone with our hearts broken. The purpose of spirituality is to assist us when we are confronted with ultimate concerns, ultimate questions, big life challenges, and of course, grief. And rituals like the one we are engaged with here today are spiritual moments where together we remember and celebrate the beautiful legacy of a life that was theirs and is ours. May the jar that is our life grow ever larger to hold all our joy and pain we encounter in our lives. Amen.